Morning. Nice, brisk fall day out there. We've got a lot of things going on today, and you'll hear it a few times, but our take-home or eat-in ham barbecue meal. You'll hear more about that here in just a few minutes. So let's get right to it then. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, thank you for the sacred and holy ground upon which we're gathered. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the great I am, greater than any problem that we have. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the one who loves us better than we love ourselves. You know us better than we know ourselves. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence in our lives, for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. So come, Holy Spirit, into this place. Come into our hearts and open us up to receive the word that you have for us today. Help us to surrender totally to you in every area of our lives. Fill us all with love for one another and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seat this morning, I offer a warm welcome to all present this morning, and especially any visitors as I look out. Do we have any visitors with us this morning? Well, if you're not inclined to raise your hand and you are a visitor and you would like more information about the church, please see the pastor, Diane, myself, any of the ushers, or we also have packets of information hanging outside the double doors in the narthex on the shepherd's hook. As we begin our worship service, this time is known as Moments of Informality, and I will take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of the church. Please sign our registration pads. They are in the red folders at the end of each pew. Please sign that, pass it to others, and then bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request, there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Please use those cards for any prayer requests that you have, and the ushers will bring them forward to Pastor Bruce. Our Bible memory verse for November, it's located on your front page, top center of your bulletin. Join me now and let's recite that twice through. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We do have quite a number of announcements this morning, and first will be Diane Runser.
First of all, today, on the clipboard, and there is a clipboard, I think, up in the balcony as well. The first sheet on here is for the Christmas dinner on December 2nd. If you already signed up for it, don't worry that your name's not on here. This is a fresh sheet, okay? But if you have not signed up for that dinner, please do that. That's December 2nd, and it's at 12:30, you know, right after church. The second sheet is for Hanging of the Greens. That's going to be the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. If you're able to come and help, you can come and help anytime. The only reason I have a sign-up sheet is so I know how much pizza to get, okay? So if you would sign up. Also, as I look at the lighting of the Advent wreath, that page looks like it's pretty well filled except for 1:08:15 time. But if you're able to help with lighting of the Advent wreath, you can fill in. And the fourth sheet down is for the Advent coffee hours. We're trying to have, as we have done the last 2 years, a coffee hour after each service in December or during Advent, especially for visitors. That's the time when we have a lot of visitors here at our church, and we'd like to provide them some refreshments. It does not have to be elaborate. And we're hoping that the 8:15 people and 10:45 people will kind of work together to put this on. There is also an order form next for the cookie trays. They're three dozen cookie trays, $21. A five dozen is $35. You may add your name to that. The deadline for ordering is November 25th. So I would ask you if perhaps you would go out, check with your neighbors, maybe those who don't have time to bake themselves, and have them give your order to you, and then you can sign up on here. The pickup will be on December 9th. And as I've given that hint before, that's also the day Irwin Mail Chorus will be here, and I'm going to be asking for cookies. So just as a hint. I think those of you who have signed up to do baking will be or have already been contacted. So we appreciate all of your help for that. We've got a lot sold. And I'm stalling just for a second or two because we have some ringers that are out at the door. The American Legion asked us at 11 o'clock, which is in 2 minutes, to ring the bells 21 times for Veterans Day. They've asked all of the churches to do that. And any place else that has a bell. Unfortunately, we cannot do our church bell 21 times because it's on a timer. Many of you do not know. That's a 2-ton bell up there. And a number of years ago, the rope broke. And when they went up to try to fix it, they discovered that every time that bell tolled, it shifted a little bit on the cradle. And it was a cast iron cradle. And that 2-ton bell was being held up there by that much cast iron. So needless to say, we don't move the bell anymore. We just move the clapper, and it's computerized. So that's why we have to do it with our handbells. And then they have to come back in and play. So hopefully the bells won't be too cold. But that's why the stall, and I will let you finish stalling, and I'll pass out the clipboard. And if you would, when it gets to the back of one side, pass it over so it can come back up, please.
That sounds very lovely, ringing bells at 11 o'clock. I'm wondering if we actually are silent, if we could hear anything. But the bells in the town would sure sound beautiful, wouldn't they? Okay, well, I'll talk. I'm not going to stall. I'm just going to read you the announcements. We do have a lot of them, and from the church office especially, some reminders from Jeannie, our church secretary. All charge conference reports from our lay servants and all committees are due in the office tomorrow, November 12th. Now, obviously, if you've submitted that, you can disregard my announcement, but if you have not, please send your report. Jeannie would prefer, if you could send that to her via email, it would be greatly appreciated. Also, announcements from Jean. Due to the Thanksgiving holiday and staff vacations, the bulletin for November 25th, that's the last Sunday of the month, they'll actually be printed this Friday, November 16th. So if you have articles for the bulletin or any other information, you do need to have that to Jeannie in the office by Wednesday, this Wednesday. So again, bulletin will be printed Friday, but information needs to be into Jean by Wednesday. And then also a reminder for the December-January newsletter. I know that sounds like a far in the future, but again, due to vacations and scheduled holiday, if you have any information that needs to be in that winter December-January newsletter, please have that to Jean by next Monday, the 19th. And if it's not received by then your information will not be published until the February newsletter. So if you have something important that you want to have in the newsletter to go out to our church family, not just bulletin information, please get that information to Jean by next Monday, the 19th. And then just some activities that are going on. Diane and Pastor mentioned a little. We have a chipped ham barbecue sandwich luncheon today. It's free will offering. All monies collected will go toward the church connectional apportionment. They're on the menu, the chipped ham sandwiches, of course. Anyone out there that doesn't know what the chipped ham sandwiches are? Do we have any visitors maybe that aren't from the area? Well, they're pretty luscious, so if you're not sure what that is, please plan on spending lunch. There's chipped ham sandwich, potato salad, or mac and cheese, tossed salad, chips and dessert, beverages. Again, free will offering for our connectional apportionment. Reminder to Methodist men, our president, Mike Andreessen. Mike, if you want to stand up just for a second. Mike has a couple reminders. He wanted me to remind all the men in the church, and you don't even have to really be a member of the United Methodist Men. They just need some help for Tuesday especially. They're going to be doing some tasks, and also, weather permitting, you're going to put up the nativity scene, correct, Mike? Okay. Now, Irwin Light Up is this Thursday, so it is very important that our nativity scene does get constructed for this week. And also, you have a meeting on Wednesday at the Cafe Supreme. It's meeting and elections. Okay. Can everyone hear, Mike? There is a meeting on Wednesday, Cafe Supreme, for dinner, a meeting, and then also election of officers. The bulletin says it's at 7, but it's actually at 6:30. So if someone is here that you know, is not here that you know typically likes to attend those United Methodist Men activities, please let them know that everything starts at 6:30. Thank you, Mike. And also, just a quick reminder, this is a very busy time for our outreach committee. This is the season that we are try to reach so many people through the mission and ministry of our church. Please check the Narthex. We have information on Thanksgiving baskets, on Operation Reindeer. All items that are needed are there for your use. And if you do pay close attention, it's only with our support that we can help others outside of in our community. And just a reminder, we have many, many announcements. Please check your bulletin. If you have any information or need information, or you're not certain about something in the bulletin, please don't hesitate to reach out to the pastor or me after worship today. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to worship. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship. Please join me as we recite our unison prayer together. O God, you pour out your spirit of grace and love. Deliver us from cold hearts and wandering thoughts, that with burning zeal and steady minds, we may worship you in spirit and truth. Amen. Please remain standing for Hymn of Praise number 2191 in your black hymnal. Please be seated.
Jordan, come on down, Jordan. That's my 3-year-old granddaughter here. Okay, give me 5. And who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches and bunches. Hey, come on with me. Line up right here and face me. Okay, back up a little bit, back up a little bit. Okay, because not only am I talking to you, but I'm talking to everybody. You too. Tell me, have you ever been to the doctors? If you have, raise your hand. Have you ever been in a hospital? Did you ever go for a ride in a car? Okay. Do you have plenty to eat? Do you have a roof over your heads? Okay. Have you ever watched television? Huh, how about read a newspaper? Listen to a radio? Ah, wow. A lot of that stuff, you know? There's a whole lot of those things and a lot more that are real blessings to us. We have all this abundance, all these blessings in our life because of this great country in which we live. But we don't get to live in this country for free, because there's a lot of other countries around the world who would like to come in and conquer us and make us live differently. Because a lot of countries, you don't have your own roof to live under. You don't have newspapers or TVs to read and watch, and you don't have all the food you want to eat. You don't have hospital care. There's other countries that are really in bad, bad shape, treat their people really mean, but not in this country. In the United States of America, we are blessed. Who do we have to thank for that? Jesus? That's what the first service said, because they know the pastor asked, so say Jesus. Safe answer. There's somebody else we need to thank for that today. We're going to thank our veterans, okay? Because without them and the sacrifices that they made for us, and some of them have paid the ultimate sacrifice, but without the sacrifices that they made for us, we wouldn't have the freedoms and blessings that we have in this country. So we should always show respect to our veterans and thank them for what they've done for us. So we're going to start off with Diane, who's going to play a medley of all the service songs. And as you hear your service song being played, veterans, please stand up. I want you to turn around and look. Watch for veterans up here in the choir loft. Watch for the veterans back there, because we want to thank them afterwards. I'm going to start with the Air Force. Army. Coast Guard. Bonnie's brother is retired from the Coast Guard. Captain. Navy. So, veterans, please remain standing. Okay, kids, come here. Come over here. All right. On the count of three, I want us to look at the veterans, and I want us to say thank you real loud, okay? On the count of three, just say thank you. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I want to pray for you guys. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Lord, we lift up our veterans unto you. We pray not only for them, but for their families as well, because they've all paid the sacrifices, Lord, the time and the work, the sacrifices they made, Lord, so that we can live the way we do. For that, we say thank you, and we pray that you would bless them in every area of their lives. Touch them with a healing touch, Lord. Touch them and heal them of physical scars, of emotional scars, Lord. Touch and heal them. Heal their memories as well. Heal their relationships. Bless them and their families. We ask all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay. Come on, Jordan, put your hand in here. Okay. So, dear Heavenly Father, help us to serve you faithfully, to be soldiers for Jesus, to tell other people about Jesus and to love them. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen.
Amen. Question this morning will go to the Irwin Volunteer Fire Company. So let's dig deep for the Irwin Fire Company that always responds to the needs of the church in addition to their ambulance service. So that's for the Irwin Fire Department.
Daryl, everybody please turn to page 33 in your hymnal. Follow along. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Joanne and Daryl are here for membership today. Page 34. Joanne and Daryl, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, all nations, and all races? If so, answer, I do. According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? If so, answer, I will. Page 37, number 12, is simply remember your baptism and be thankful. Turn over to the next page, 38. As members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, answer, I will. As members of this congregation of Irwin First United Methodist Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? If so, answer, I will. Now to my brothers and sisters in Christ here, to the family that they are becoming part of. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Let's welcome them. Okay. We'll have certificates for you later. Okay. We also at first service today, Pastor Ron, his wife Robin, their daughter Katie joined the church. And also Bob has been coming here since 1979, I think he said, and before. Never joined the church, but he did today.
Our word of God this morning is from the New Testament, from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. Hear these words now. For Christ has entered, not into a sanctuary made with hands, a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy place yearly with blood not his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. This ends the reading of the Holy Word. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, it is our hope, our belief, our prayer that we are giving to you today our very best in all things. And we pray, Lord, that what we're doing here today is pleasing unto you. We pray that what we do throughout this week with what we have is pleasing unto you. And so we ask that you would bless and multiply these gifts, these tithes, and these offerings. Bless them and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, and please be seated. What joys do we have? Donna's birthday is tomorrow. All right. Happy birthday, Donna. Music. Yes. What other joys do we have? Grandchildren.
My sister Kristen had major surgery on Tuesday. She came through with flying colors.
Fritz's sister Kristen, whom we prayed for, had surgery and came through with flying colors. Bart. You had a birthday and retired. Congratulations. Yeah. Diane, see what we can put Barb to work doing, okay? She's retired now.
Indoor plumbing.
Thank you, Connie. Any other joys that just bursting out to you?
Our vets,
yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pat was with us today.
Pat. Okay. Welcome. We had a nice big wedding in here yesterday, and Diane and Penny and Debbie and Phil did a great job, and they were tickled pink with the wedding, and it was Tiffany and David got married, and the reception was at the Harrison Room. It was very nice. Very nice. Good time. About 260-some people. Pretty wedding. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils quickly as we remember to pray for our country's leaders, our church. And I'm going to take a moment to say, we've been, as Christians, way too passive-aggressive. We've been too critical, and the elections are finally over. Thank you, Jesus. But we love to badmouth our leaders. We badmouth our leaders in our government, federal, state, local. We badmouth our leaders at work, in the community, at church, and we think that we're still being Christians. We're not. We're to pray for those offices. You don't have to like the person, but we have to pray for those offices. Overcome evil with good. We are ambassadors of Christ. So we need to bear that in mind as Christians. So we also need to pray for men and women in the military and their families, our first responders, law enforcement, the people who were killed and hurt in the shootings and the fires, which are raging all over the place, destroying property, taking lives. Also remember the victims of foul weather as they still recovering. Those battling addiction. Pray for Robin as she continues to recover. Pray for Bonnie. Pray for JJ, who's going to have surgery this week. Pray for Teresa and family. Come against this opioid addiction in the name of Jesus. Pray for Tiffany and David as they embark upon their wedding, their marriage. Joan, pray for Joan. Sharon, unspoken, raise your hand. And we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, for our blessings, we definitely say, praise the Lord. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name. And God, for our concerns here today, spoken and unspoken, we lift them up into the light and love of your presence. We believe, God, that you are greater than any problem that anybody has. We believe in the power of the Lord God Almighty. We believe in your holy word, which says that if God be for us, who can be against us? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. You are the great I am, the rider on the white horse. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. It is written, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Our cares, the cares of others, we lift them up to you. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you're able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 38. Let us hear the word of the Lord. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. And they like to have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. We're going to play a little bit of Chicken Little. Tell me, what's wrong with our society, with our world today? What are some of the things that are happening that are bad? Grief? Greed, absolutely, greed. Hate? Killings, drugs. No more accomplice. A lot of immorality. Shootings, mass murders, diseases, crime, violence, hopelessness, drugs. What is it? Abortions, yes. Yes. A lot of this stuff's going on today. Pollution, gossip, apathy, backstabbing, deception, and antichrist. Yeah, antichrist. People who would lead you away from Jesus. People who pretend to be messengers of God. They pretend to be prophets, evangelists, pastors, priests, Bible study leaders, Sunday school teachers, Christians. Those people who mix the truth with lies and deceptions in order to mislead you. And in reality, they are deceiving themselves even while they're deceiving others. Religious leaders on TV, in churches, and in the community are tickling people's ears, telling them what they want to hear. I am not up here to win any popularity contest. I want you to love me. I want you to think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yep. I want you to think I'm handsome, witty, charming. Nobody said we do. I'm surprised there, you know. But I'm not up here to win any popularity contest. I answer to somebody that's greater than the church council, greater than the district superintendent, greater than the bishop. I answer to the Lord God Almighty. God's the one who called me to do this. To God, I have to be faithful. Because one day I'll be held accountable. I don't want to just say things to you that are real easy to swallow. Sometimes the word is easy. Sometimes it is, like last week, a no-brainer. Today's a no-brainer, but it needs tweaked a little bit. Would be easy for me to stand up here and read the scripture to you, what we just read, and say, God will not be mocked. But we need to talk about how we mock God. And we do it all the time. In Matthew chapter 24, beginning with verse 9, the word of God says, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." In Acts chapter 5, the church is just getting started. It's just been born and it's growing in leaps and bounds. And the people, the Christians are listening to the apostles' teaching. And the Christians are bringing their money and giving it to the apostles in order for them to do ministry with it. They're selling their property that they own and they're bringing that money to the apostles. And there was a couple there named Ananias and Sapphira who took some property they had and they sold it. And they brought the proceeds to the apostles and they told the apostles, "Here's everything we got from that sale." But it wasn't everything they got from that sale. It says they brought some of the money to the apostles. They had every right to say this is only part of what we got. But instead they tried to claim everything. They were lying. And it says that Ananias was the first one to come in and present the money to the apostles. And when he said that here's all of the money we gave you, they said, "But it's not true. You kept some of it." And he fell down dead at their feet. Later, his wife Sapphira came in. And they asked her, "Is this all the money from the proceeds you got from the sale of your..." "Oh, yes, it is." And they said, "The feet of them who carried out your husband are here to carry you out as well." See, God will not be mocked. Now, I'm not saying that'll happen here, you know, because we're passing the offering plate around. You know, people would start getting real nervous. If a few people fell over, boy, that would do wonders for the treasury. But that's not what's happening here. But people go around wanting important positions in the church, in the community. They say long, fancy prayers. They wear flowing robes because they want to be noticed. And yet they say they're doing it for God. God knows the truth. God will not be mocked. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." A man reaps what he sows. We may not like the people who are in power. We may not like the people who are in positions of authority, but that does not mean that we talk about them behind their backs and tear them down and say negative things about them. Because that is not Christ-like. What did Mom always say? If you can't say something good, don't say anything at all. We pray for the positions. We pray for them because God is the one who established the authorities that are over us. Romans 13. God established those authorities. Now, sometimes people get into those positions that drive us crazy. Whew, man, so glad the elections are over. But we need to pray for the positions, whether you agree with the people or not. Positions of people in power in the church, in our community, at home, in our families, at work, in our government. If we honor that, God will honor us. But we cannot love If we cannot love the people that we do see, how can we love God whom we've not seen? That's Scripture. And God is watching what we do. Because God will not, cannot be mocked. People are deceiving themselves. And that scares the life out of me, because I'm afraid that I'm deceiving myself. Don't want that to happen. I don't want you to deceive yourselves. I don't want our church, I don't want us to deceive ourselves either. I want us to be doing what God called us to do. And the number one thing that we need to remember, the first and most important thing is last week's sermon. It was the first important commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then love one another. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And we can't pick and choose which commandments we'll obey, which we won't, because God cannot, will not be mocked. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In John chapter 8, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Verse 36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If you don't want to be deceived by others, if you don't want to deceive yourself, then you need to know the truth. Whatever that truth is. But I'll tell you, it's only found in Jesus. Because when you know Jesus, and you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal a whole lot of things to you. And the truth will set us free. And we need that. Otherwise, we're mocking God. So, we've played some Chicken Little. We can see that our world is in trouble, our society. But there's a lot of good things about our world too, isn't there? Beauty of nature. We have the Word of God. We have love. We have hope, repentance, forgiveness, the grace of God. And today we remember the sacrifices made by our veterans so that we can enjoy the life that we do in this land that we live. And for those sacrifices, once again, we say thank you to our veterans. God loves you bunches. And I really want to squeeze this whole service into that sacred and holy hour. Just, all I can say is God has some other plans sometimes. And sometimes I just get carried away. But I love you. And I pray that you love me too. God will not be mocked. God loves you and so do I. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn. So someone comes up to you and says, boy, I really hate so-and-so. I really hate what they're doing in that position and that, you know, position of authority that they're in. Really don't like this. What do you do? Smile, nod, don't say a word. Maybe then you say, well, let's pray for them. Let's pray for that position. Let's ask God for help. You don't join in. You don't badmouth too, because we're Christians. We're called to live by a different standard, to no longer conform to the pattern of this world. Because we can't have our cake and eat it too, my brothers and sisters. We can't badmouth and poor mouth people, talk behind their backs, and claim that we're Christians. Oh, we may think we're getting away with it. We may think we're deceiving others. We may be deceiving others. But God will not be mocked. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with holy boldness, peace that passes all understanding, and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Give us the words to speak. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
amen.
And while we're at it, Lord, bless the food downstairs. Bless it that it would nourish our bodies. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on downstairs and eat.
Thank you.